good afternoon, and welcome to What's Up Newport Radio Edition 106 p.m. Ryan Belmore here with you on this Tuesday. Yes, it is Tuesday. 79 degrees here in the city by the sea. We're looking at partly sunny, high of 78 according to AccuWeather, so we've surpassed that tonight. Humid with low clouds, a low of 69. As we look towards the weekend, the big Newport Jazz Festival weekend, we're looking at Friday, times of clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm around, humid, high of 81. That was in the forecast last weekend as well and never came to fruition. Saturday, humid with times of clouds and sun, high of 80. And Saturday night and Sunday, partly cloudy in the lower 70s. That is not a bad forecast at all. Sunday night and Monday, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. So not a bad forecast here as we look towards Newport Jazz Festival. Of course, we just celebrated Newport Folk Festival. We're still recapping it all on whatsupnoop.com. You could read some of our great interviews up there, including our interview with just a wide variety of people, including Warren Haynes of Government Mule, and we have several other interviews. We're trying to wrap up all of that coverage, interviews, photos by the end of the day. We're also chatting with a lot of people from Newport Bridge Fest this week, and we're also we just posted a story of an interview we did with Jose James, who will be playing at the International Tennis Hall of Fame on Friday night, doing a tribute to Bill Withers, and will be playing at Newport Jazz Festival at Fort Adams on Saturday. So jam-packed music week. And it's a good one. And I got to tell you what, today is kind of a special day. And no, it's not because my friend John Monlos is here. Sorry, John.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's a pretty special day. You know, John, we're here still broadcasting from Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard. If you do not know, 3G Broadcasting is moving to a new and improved studios out there on JT Connell Highway. And we are the only people in the building right now as AM 1540 is still broadcasting from here. And from what I'm told, according to reports, this is going to be the last show broadcast from this location after 18 years.
Amazing.
Somewhere between 18 and 20 years is what Mr. Angel says.
All the furniture is gone.
All the furniture is gone. I didn't have a seat to offer you. I told the story yesterday when I left my house. I made sure I grabbed the pen because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to find one around
here.
There
you go.
And it is it's pretty cool. Last show, and starting tomorrow, you should hear the morning report as well as all of our other programming live from JT Connell Highway. And as Bonnie Gomes, president of 3G Broadcasting, mentioned last week, there will be an open house coming up once all the boxes are unpacked and everything is settled in. So all good stuff, and just exciting day here at 1540 as well as Mix 99.3, which is already broadcasting from over there. Today we're going to talk about Bridgefest, and John Monlos is part of a band, John and Joanne. Is that your band name?
Oh. That is the name we've been known by
for
creative. A long time. You know, we needed a band name, and we were playing as a duo.
How did you come up with it?
It was necessity is the mother of invention, but we're performing tomorrow night with a quartet.
Okay.
So.
And a couple of my dear friends, of course, you and Joanne play at Joe's Bistro every single Friday night. And you're also, you know, you're one of those well-traveled Newport musicians and Newport musician groups where you're playing here, there, and everywhere almost every night of the week.
Try to get around a bit. I play at Norrie's once a month with a quartet with Carl Gearhart from Roomful Blues. And we were also together in the Navy band, so we've been playing together a long time. We usually have Mike Coffey on drums and Billy Maielli on bass. And the next time we're going to be at Norrie's is going to be August 9th.
Okay.
But tomorrow night, talking about Bridgefest, we're going to be at Joe's Bistro. And as you mentioned, we're going to have Ryan Tremblay on drums and Steve Johnson on bass. And we've been toying with a band name called No Boundaries, which kind of incorporates the theory that we play a lot of different styles and we don't put any boundaries on the type of music we play. So we're going to do everything tomorrow night from like Norah Jones, Pat Metheny, and we might finish with like some Rolling Stones.
All right.
You know,
look at that. That is good.
All over the map.
And of course, Eric as well as Steve are both classmates of mine from Coventry High School back in the day. And this is an official Newport Bridgefest event that we're talking about. A reminder, Bridgefest is happening through Thursday. So it bridges the gap between Newport Folk Festival, and it's a celebration of, you know, all things folk, jazz, and Newport's musical community. And when we look at today's schedule of events, I was able to check out some music last night. And I had Aaron Cody on yesterday, and they were down busking at Bowen's, and was able to swing by there and just playing some great music, him and his band Panoramic View. And when we look at, there's four or five, maybe more events happening per day, 14 different venues across the city by the sea here. From 3 to 5 p.m. today, we have live music with Rory and Rick and Friends over at the Artful Lodger Inn on Spring Street. We have Buskin at Bowen's this evening from 6 to 9, Daisy Briggs. We also have live music with David Manuel and the LaForge All-Stars happening at 6 to 10 up at LaForge Casino Restaurant. And two other Bridgefest events happening today. 6:30 to 9, we have live music with Farm Dog and the Geezers at Channing Church Parish Hall venue. And what you heard Frank Prosnitz talking about, you have Laurie Shanker Presents Newport to Nashville Songwriter Showcase featuring Retro Country Experience happening tonight, Newport Playhouse at 8 p.m. And the event we're going to talk about today here is happening at Joe's American Bistro, and it's an evening of jazz, 7 o'clock. Of course, with vocalists Joanne Rodino and guitarist John Monlow. So that's you. Bassist Steve Johnson and drummer Ryan Tremblay.
That's right. And we had a rehearsal last week. We went over to URI and rehearsed a bunch of tunes. And Ryan is actually down in New York City doing a gig today. And then he's coming back to play with us tomorrow night. So it's at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night at Joe's Bistro. There's no cover, but I recommend you get there early. Maybe grab a seat at the community table. There's always great specials there at Joe's Bistro on a weeknight as well.
Excellent. And I believe you can go online and place reservations, or you could always give them a Google and look up their website as well. I believe it's joesbistro.com, but I will look it up for you here. And just coming up quickly, it's here tomorrow, and it is joesamericanbistro.com is the website. And you can check that out. Right. And, you know, it's just an exciting week of music. And you've participated in a Bridgefest event here or there for the last couple of years.
Actually, for, I think, the last 8 or 9 years.
So
I actually played one with Aaron Cody. We played down in front of Jane Pickens Theater there on the steps in front of the courthouse.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So, and we played, we did one that, well, we were supposed to play in Queen Anne Square. It got rained out, and we ended up at the Fifth Element. They hosted it at the last minute, which they were really cool about that. We've done the last three at Joe's Bistro. So, yeah, been doing it for quite a while.
Excellent. Awesome. And you brought your guitar today, so we're going to talk about all things Bridgefest, as well as the upcoming evening of jazz tomorrow night at Joe's American Bistro, as well as an event you're looking forward to on Friday that ties into all of this very well. And so we'll chat all about that. Maybe we'll even hear some music from you as that guitar is sitting on your lap. I also want to just give a shout out. Mr. Doug Wolverton was back in town last night and was able to perform with the Groove Merchants up at Fifth Element, and just an amazing evening of music. And man, you know, Bridgefest is here to highlight the great musicians and music that we have in our community. And certainly when you look at somebody like Doug and many of the other musicians like yourself, John, there are just such great musicians that we should get out and support them year round.
There's a really great community of musicians here in Newport, from Zan Rickey, Mark Gorman.
He's all right.
Alan Bernstein. Yeah. It's a great community. Everyone's really supportive.
Absolutely. For the full schedule, NewportBridgeFest.com. We'll come back and talk more about it, as well as some music here with John Monlow on What's Up Newport Radio Edition here on a Tuesday.
Have you heard? You can call IHOP, IHOB, with a B. New. And now at IHOB, B is for burgers. Ultimate Steak Burgers. Wait until you see the whole lineup of these new Ultimate Steak Burgers. Made from all-natural, 100% USDA choice black Angus beef. Starting with the classic steak burger for only $6.99. And that's just the beginning. Now at your locally owned and operated IHOB of Middletown, the Cowboy Barbecue, topped with two crispy onion rings and custom-cured hickory-smoked bacon. Other savory choices include the Mushroom and Swiss, the Jalapeno Kick, the Big Brunch, the Classic with Bacon, and the Mega Monster with two premium steak burger patties. Every one of these steak burgers is served with unlimited fries, dine-in only, and a fountain drink or iced tea. Now at IHOB, Ultimate Steak Burgers. 159 West Main Road, Middletown. Open every day, 6 a.m. to midnight. Open late Fridays and Saturdays till 3 a.m.
Build smarter. Get the authenticity of cedar shingles with the strength of James Hardy. Try Hardy Shingle Panels from Riverhead Building Supply during August and save. Hardy Shingle looks great on homes from cottages and Cape Cods to shingle-style estates. Plus, it's backed by a 30-year limited warranty for total peace of mind. From August 1st through August 31st, save on Hardy Siding and Accessories at Riverhead Building Supply. Visit rbscorp.com for details.
You count on your car to get you where you're going. Shouldn't you have an auto insurance policy you can count on too? The professionals at Dwyer Insurance can help. They know that buying auto insurance can be a hassle and want to help clear the confusion and save you money. Talk to them today about a good student discount. Visit Dwyer, in business locally since 1962, at one of their convenient locations on Bellevue Avenue in Newport or on Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. Go to dfdwyer.com for free quotes and more information. With a no surprises motto, Dwyer Insurance will always do what's best for their clients. Dwyer Insurance.
Summer is here. Buckley Heating and Cooling provides reliable, affordable energy products and services for your year-round comfort. Buckley is a full-service company specializing in automatic fuel oil and propane delivery, energy-efficient products, and maintenance service. Buckley offers high-efficiency systems, space heating, AC, generator service agreements, and central heating and cooling installs. Financing available, as well as cashback rebates. Make sure your home is ready to enjoy the summer. Buckley Heating and Cooling, BuckleyHC.com.
Middletown's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
Oh, let me tell you about Whalers Rise. Fifth Element has it. I enjoyed Riser 2, Whalers Rise, last night up there while listening to Doug Wolverton and the Great Groove Merchants. And since 2014, Whalers Brewing Company has been changing the Rhode Island craft beer experience. Their flagship American Pale Ale, Rise, recently voted best pale ale in the country at the World Beer Awards. Look for Rise in package stores and on tap at over 500 bars and restaurants, including Fifth Element. Look forward to Joe's tomorrow night. And across Rhode Island and Massachusetts, this crisp, refreshing, dry hop pale ale features bright citrus aromas and subtle hop spice. Whalers is located at 1174 Kingstown Road in Wakefield and online at whalers.com. Whalers, enjoy good company, drink great beer. Carrying on here, 119, 80 degrees in the city by the sea, and it was just a great night of music over there. And across the city as Bridgefest is popping up music here, there, and everywhere. And you've seen some special guests and additions, and great night up there at Fifth Element with Doug Wolverton. And, you know, one of the tunes that Mr. Monlos here in an evening of jazz and your group tomorrow night has a little history.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Doug played on my record back in 2008 called Shadows Dance, and he played some trumpet parts for me, and he also had a feature on that record. But the tune I'm going to play for you is called Shadows Dance, and Shadow was a dog I used to have, and I used to walk him around my neighborhood there on Gibbs Avenue, and whenever I was out walking Shadow, he would literally pull me down the street. And so Shadow's Dance is me getting pulled down the street.
All right. And we're, you might hear this tomorrow night if you head there to Joe's American Bistro.
Yep, tomorrow night.
Here we go, John Monlos. Hey, John Monlos, that was awesome, man. I'm getting texts that it sounds great out there, so that's good stuff, and that's a great tune.
Oh, thank you very much.
Of course, and you usually have vocals that go along with that?
There's no vocals on that one.
Okay.
That one's kind of a guitar feature, but we are going to play a tune by Pat Metheny that has a melody and a guitar melody and a vocal melody that is scattered.
Okay.
So that's called So It.
And that guitar is very unique. I think you need to let people know. Obviously, they can't see it, but this is a pretty unique guitar here.
It's kind of a crazy guitar I got off Indiegogo, and
which is kind of like a Kickstarter for indie projects.
Yeah, these guys in Australia, they wanted to build a guitar that would have the amp inside of the body and then allow you to use different apps via iPhone or iPod Touch, which plugs into the top of it.
So there's an iPod, for those listening at home, there's an iPod Touch on the top of the guitar, inside the guitar, in a casemate, and then there is the amp right inside the guitar as well. So you could take this thing and walk around and perform at farmers markets, as you mentioned, or anywhere, and have a full band backing you.
Yeah, exactly. And I also use it to teach class at URI. I teach a history of jazz class, so if I want to, you know, talk to the students about what a blues sounds like, for example, I can just strap this on and walk around class. I don't have any wires. You know?
Yeah.
Well, today I do because I forgot to charge it.
But no,
when
it's all
I
right.
charge it, it's all good. I can walk around and, be all self-contained. And it's called the Fusion Guitar, and I think I'm the only person in Rhode Island that has one because there was a very limited run in the production.
Yeah, it's really neat. And will you be playing that tomorrow night?
No.
You'll be going back to the old school.
Yeah. I like my quote-unquote real guitars. This is a good guitar for, like I came on my scooter today, so I threw it in a backpack and I came down here.
Yeah.
But
and you have a full backing band, but tomorrow night when you're at Joseph Bistro at 7 o'clock, you'll have a little quartet, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'll have a little quartet. And among my friends, Steve Johnson and Eric Tremblay, both from Coventry, we all went to Coventry High School together. And then, of course, the wonderful Miss Joanne Rodina will be with you as well.
Yes, she's. I wrote up the set list, and of course, she changed it.
Okay.
So there you go. So she's been doing her homework, saying, "No, I can't sing this song after that song, and this song before that song." So, of course, we have a new set list here, and she's going to do everything from Norah Jones' "Don't Know Why" to like "Over the Rainbow," "Ladies the Tramp," "My Funny Valentine." She does Sway. She's going to do a really nice jazz standard called "I Thought About You." She does Georgia.
And you guys perform every single Friday night at Joe's American Bistro as well as around the state. And how different would a set list for tomorrow night look like compared to a regular John and Joanne set list?
There's a couple of tunes in there that we play on a regular basis that are favorites, but this is sort of a special night of music. I don't usually play like Shadows Dance that frequently over at Joe's. The Pat Metheny tunes, I think, will really have some interesting life.
Yeah, and what we're going to do is when we come back, we're going to talk about why you're playing Pat Metheny and as well as his concert coming up on Friday night at the International Tennis Hall of Fame. He'll be performing there, Newport Jazz Festival's opening night concert with Jose James, who will be doing a tribute to Bill Withers. And we'll talk about that concert as well as more music with John Monlos. Here we're talking about Newport Bridge Fest events as well as music. NewportBridgeFest.com is the schedule of events. We'll be back here on What's Up Newport Radio Edition in just a little bit.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Stop by Island Wine and Spirits on your way home today for wine, spirits, and beer. 289 Broadway at the corner of Bliss Road.
Hi, this is Ron Cowie, a manager at Elite Indoor Gun Range, Rhode Island's best indoor shooting range open to the public. I'd like to talk about a great opportunity we offer exclusively for women. Every Wednesday, women's range time is free. That's a $30 value. Our clean and air-conditioned range is supervised by polite professional range safety officers who ensure your time with us is as relaxing as possible. The variety of handguns, rifles, and shotguns we have for rent means all you need to shoot with us is a valid government ID. Each lane accommodates up to two people, so feel free to bring a friend. Or don't. And unwind in our state-of-the-art shooting facility where you'll feel safe, welcome, and respected from the moment you walk through our front door. If you're new to shooting or looking for a range to call your own, give us a try. We're located at 371 Rose Hill Road in South Kingston, Rhode Island. Or you can find us online at EliteIndoorGunRange.com. We look forward to being your target sports home.
When you need plumbing help, and you need it now, call Travers Plumbing and Heating, 849-1505. Call Travers for all your needs, including drain cleaning, frozen pipe repairs, or any unpleasant surprises. Their staff will do whatever's needed so your family is never left in the cold. Travers Plumbing and Heating specializes in new construction, remodeling, heating installations, water heaters, septic pumps, and oil and gas burner service. There's no better protection to have than knowing the right people to call when you need them. Travers Plumbing and Heating, 849-1505. Convenient weekday appointments are available from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's 849-1505. Travers Plumbing and Heating.
Hey, this is Lucas Barry from Barry's Auto Group. Is your car summer ready? At Barry's Sales and Service, we'll make sure your cooling system is in perfect working condition. And for new customers, at a discounted 25% off. At Barry's, we can fix anything, from oil changes to engine and transmission rebuilds. Looking for a new car? Barry's has new car dealership quality at mom-and-pop prices, with over 130 cars for you to choose from, with guaranteed financing rates starting as low as 1.9%. Summer is here, and you should be too. Barry's Sales and Service on Connell Highway at the Rotary in Newport. Barry's. Take the drive. It's worth it.
Barry's is proud to share the spotlight with these fine area businesses.
This is Brian Mason of the Apollo Consulting Group. We help small and mid-sized companies improve profitability, get more customers, and streamline their operations. Call us now at 401-862-6339.
Stay connected. Follow us on Twitter, 1540 WADK.
Newport's best harbor view, the Port Seafood Grill and Bar down at the Ann Street Pier, offering up one of Newport's best harbor views as well as best dinner deals. Lobster Mania returns to the port this summer, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. You can choose from six different lobster dishes for only $17.95 or enjoy a 1¼-pound lobster dinner for just $19.95. What a deal. At the same time, bar happy apps with discounted appetizers and raw bar specials served at the bar and in the lounge area. Speaking of live music, the port has live music Thursday through Sunday. You can visit whatsupnuke.com. I have the full schedule on there and under arts and entertainment listings, and see who's playing down there. Brian Scott Trio, as well as Zan Ricky and John Erickson and Pat Cottrell, all regular musicians that can be found down there, as well as McMurphy's and etc. The port is located on the harbor between Christie's Landing and the Entry Pier, right there next to the Armory, and it's hard to find, but it is worth the effort. .134 here at 3G Broadcasting, located at 15 Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard today, JT Connell Highway tomorrow. I am told this will be the last show broadcast here today. I'll be the last show. After somewhere between 18 to 20 years, this is it. Once I sign off, we should be broadcasting from our new home out there on JT Connell Highway, and we look forward to having people in as guests, as well as having you tune in. And we'll be, it's a great opportunity, and it's very exciting times and days here for WADK, which has been on the air here since 1948, as well as Mix 99.3. So, exciting day here, and if we happen to be on the air here again tomorrow, it's all right. I'll go over the whole scheme again tomorrow there, John. But all you're the last man. You're the last man standing.
I'm honored. I remember when the station was up above the Brick Alley
Pub. Yeah.
Brick Alley Pub. It used to be there.
Was up there for a while.
Yeah.
And John Monlos is our guest today. We're kind of chatting about an evening of jazz music that's happening tomorrow night. It's a Newport Bridge Fest event, one of the many. And him, as well as his A Quartet, will be performing an evening of jazz music. And it's a great night to get out there. Head to Joe's. Haven't been there in a while. I've never been there. It's a great night to try them out. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Right in the bar area, right there?
Right in the bar area. And there's a...
the great community table.
Absolutely. People come in and they make friends.
Yeah.
And they leave with new friends every time they come in there. And that's a great thing about Joe's.
That's great. And what's funny is you play there every Friday. And let's see if I can do this segue. But you won't be there this Friday because there is a concert that you will not miss up the street.
I will not. I've never taken a Friday off from Joe's. And I asked Joanne, the owner, I said, listen, I have to take August 3rd off. And she's like, she looked at me. She was shocked. She's like, you've never missed a Friday here. And I said, my hero is playing around the corner, and I got to be there. And I can't miss that concert. So I'm going to be at Tennis Hall of Fame listening to Pat Metheny.
And for those that aren't familiar enough with Pat Metheny, tell us a little bit why you look up to him or what people should know about him.
Well, Pat has won upwards of 20 Grammy Awards, and I think a lot of people don't realize how diverse he is. He's won Best Rock Instrumental. He's, of course, won Best Jazz Solo, New Age Artist. He's a guy who's really deep. He's a composer first and a guitarist second in my book, and he has probably over 1,000 songs published by now. There's multiple books out with his work in it. I just got a new one called The Pat Metheny Real Book, which a real book is kind of a joke for musicians. It allows you to fake a tune, so they call it a real book.
All right.
So, so you, if you ever see a musician that they have a real book up on the stage, it allows you to fake the tune. So he's got this new book out called The Pat Metheny Real Book, and we're going to be playing a few tunes out of that. But I've been listening to Pat since the 80s, and actually I kind of traced his career quite a bit because I wanted to study with some of the same folks that he studied with, so I went to University of Miami and studied with a lot of the people there that were teaching the same concepts that Pat uses in his music. Then in 2012, I went to a guitar camp that he hosted, and I studied with him for a week. That was in Norwich, Connecticut.
Oh, cool.
And so I actually got to play with him. I remember the end of the camp, I was taking a solo, and Pat Metheny was comping for me, and Antonio Sanchez was playing drums, and Christian McBride was playing bass.
No way.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm soloing over this right now. I was like, I'll never forget it. So it was really a thrill.
And, of course, now Christian McBride is the artistic director of Newport Jazz Festival, and Pat Metheny will be performing at the International Tennis Hall of Fame opening night concert this Friday night, as well as Jose James, who will be celebrating Bill Withers. And if you want tickets, more information, newportjazz.org. And it's sure that concert is always a highlight of the summer. And it sounds like because, you know, it's somebody you've looked up to.
Oh, my God.
And
it's going to be awesome.
Excellent, excellent. And you'll be playing a little Pat Metheny tomorrow night. We might hear some on that guitar of yours in a little bit here. But you had another tune that you were thinking about doing.
Yeah, I also have another hero that I haven't talked about much. And
but let me get it out. Pat Metheny is also playing Saturday at Fort Adams, so if people miss him Friday, they can catch him on Saturday.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock, too. I already checked.
Oh, there we go. I could have just asked you.
So
and
you know I'm going to see that concert twice, and he probably won't play the same set. If I know Pat, he'll probably play a completely different set.
But excellent.
You never know.
And your other hero that you're inspired by?
Carlos Santana. And if he's listening, I want to send this out to Jake's dad,
all right,
Bill
Sullivan.
Yeah.
I saw him last night.
Yeah, so if he's listening, this goes out to Bill Sullivan.
Who frequents your shows very often.
Yeah. He started listening to me back when I was in the Navy band. That's how we became friendly.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I thought you were going to send it out to Carlos.
Well, Send it out to Carlos, too.
He could be tuning in.
No, with TuneIn Radio, he can hear it in San Francisco.
Anywhere, so. Anywhere.
Here we go.
John Manos. John Manos, ladies and gentlemen, a little Carlos Santana, and that guitar is a lot of fun, John. It is a lot of fun to listen to, and gives you a little, you know, it's gives you a little background track, and carries you along there.
It's kind of fun. Sometimes I sit out on my front porch and just kind of have fun playing along with things that are on the iPod, or sometimes I just sit there and, you know, make up stuff.
Now, does Carlos Santana fit into tomorrow night's night of jazz music at Joe's?
We probably will do a couple of Carlos.
All right. Look at that. It's a night of jazz as well as other music. Special guests, as we'll call them.
There you go.
That's it. And John Monlos can be found tomorrow night over at Joe's American Bistro. It's an evening of jazz, an official 2018 Newport Bridge Fest event. Of course, Newport Bridge Fest is back and carries through Thursday. And it's an event that celebrates folk, jazz, and Newport's musical community. And certainly John and Joanne, as well as their band, Smart Night, are a big part of that. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about music as well as Bridge Fest. The website is newportbridgefest.com, by the way. Check it out. Full series of events, including on Thursday night when What's Up Newt brings the Greg Abadi Uptown Jazz Quintet over to the Newport Playhouse and Cabaret restaurant at 8 p.m. Full details on that, newportbridgefest.com. We'll be right back after a short break.
The drive-in is alive and well at Musquamic Beach. Load up the car and head to Whiskeynow Beach for some great movies this week. Thursday night, catch The Goonies with Sean Astin, Corey Feldman, and Josh Brolin. Friday night is the 1939 classic The Wizard of Oz, starring Judy Garland. And Saturday night, come watch Tom Cruise, Kelly McGillis, and Val Kilmer in Top Gun. There's nothing like a movie under the stars at Whiskeynow Beach, next to the water slides at Nisquamaket Beach. Admission is only $15 a carload.
You know the old saying, if something sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. Well, that's why you'll never hear Ben's Furniture promoting a mattress sale where everything is 50% off one week or a free box spring the next week. No one, no matter how big or small, can legitimately afford to sell mattresses in that manner. And when so-called sleep shops advertise sales like that every week, then they really aren't on sale, are they? So here's a thought from your friends at Ben's. When you need a new mattress, visit as many sleep shops as you like. Then, come to Ben's, where you will quickly discover that right here in your own backyard, some of the finest mattresses available today are offered at genuinely low prices, lower than you might imagine. Simply put, Ben's offers a great bed at a great price, backed by great service, just as they've been doing for more than 75 years. Ben's Furniture. 166 Thames Street, downtown Newport. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking behind the store.
There are so many good reasons to stop by Bridge Liquors on a regular basis, starting with this. Bridge Liquors offers Newport's largest selection of fine wines, craft beers, spirits, and more. When it comes to pricing, Bridge Liquors will not be beat, and they back that up by matching any locally advertised prices. Come in anytime and stroll those value-packed aisles. Choose your favorites and save. Don't forget to check out the 2-4 wine barrels, one of the most popular money-saving features in the store. At Bridge Liquors, special orders are always welcome, and free delivery is always available. Just call 848-9200. That's 848-9200. It's all part of Bridge Liquors' commitment to total customer satisfaction. You'll find Bridge Liquors at 23 Connell Highway, right next to Newport Glass. They're open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday, from 10 to 6 on Sundays. You get more, you save more at Bridge Liquors.
The Surf Club, the Newport Waterfront's go-to gathering place, is open every day for lunch and dinner. Outside, with weather permitting, the Surf Shack is open from 11 to 11 with great food and drink and that dynamic view of Newport Harbor. Wait till you savor their Neapolitan-style pizzas that are ready in just minutes out of their state-of-the-art pizza oven. The Surf Club features their incomparable Sunday brunch from 11 to 3, complete with the Build Your Own Bloody Mary and Mimosa Bar. And there's live music outside on Sundays from 4 to 7. Monday nights, check out the beer or wine special that comes with free cheese pizza. Speaking of Monday and pizza, on the third Monday of every month from 6 to 8 p.m., the Surf Club offers a pizza class for $40. Make your own dough and create your own personalized pizza and enjoy a little wine. The Surf Club inside, the Surf Shack outside, right on the Newport waterfront at the end of America's Cup Avenue.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tony Tantilli, your fresh grocer. Today's tip of the day is going to be with donut peaches, those flat peaches you see in the market. I love these peaches. They're a white wheat peach. What's great about these peaches is their flavor, and they got such a small pit, you can actually break them in half, take out that little pit, and enjoy them right out of hand. Now, when you buy these donut peaches, what you want to do is make sure that they have a nice dark pink color all the way around. You want to make sure they're free from any greening whatsoever. They should have a little bit of white around there, too. That's okay. When you bring them home, store them on the counter. Now, the bad part about these peaches, they taste good, but they don't last long. There's so much sugar, they'll only last about 2 to 3 days when you bring them home. So buy them and enjoy them. Donut peaches, flat peaches. If you've never tried them before, and by the way, they're great for us, too, loaded with fiber and vitamin C, go out and enjoy them. You will thank me. And I'm Tony Tantillo, your fresh grocer. For more produce tips and information and recipes, just go to TonyTantillo.com.
And thank you there, Tony. Welcome back. What's up, Noop Radio Edition 151, 80 degrees here in the city by the sea. I believe this is the final segment that WADK will be broadcasting on this side of the town. Here on Dr. Marcus Wheatland Boulevard, heading over to J.T. Connell Highway as early as, or as promised, tomorrow. So this is the, after 18 to 20 years, somewhere in there, Mr. Angel, I believe, gave that estimate, a guesstimate, it's been a while. And, of course, we were at Brick Alley Pub before that.
Bob Angel's spot on.
He's been here a long time, Mr. Monlos.
I'm honored to be with you there on the live.
Look at that, huh?
There you go.
And we've been talking about a show you have coming up tomorrow night. I've been highlighting Newport Bridge Fest this week. Yesterday I had Aaron Cody on, and today, of course, John Monlos is here. And tomorrow I'll have a guest as well to talk about Bridge Fest. It's very important. We celebrate Newport Folk Festival as Newport Jazz Festival. These are the big timers, the big musicians, but I really believe in Newport Bridge Fest and what it's trying to do. It's trying to celebrate folk, jazz, and Newport's musical community. It's very important. And we have some great musicians, and, there was musicians just popping up and playing everywhere around town
this
week. And it's important that we highlight our local community, and Bridgefest does that. And tomorrow night you can go out and hear a lot more from John Monlos. I'm putting him to work today. He expected about 10 minutes to chat with me, and he walked in with a guitar, and he didn't know once he walked in with a tool that I was going to say, you know what, hang out the entire hour with me. It keeps me out of trouble, too.
It's all good.
And an evening of jazz is taking place Wednesday night. So tomorrow night, 7 to 10 over at Joe's Bistro. It is free. Go down there, get a cocktail, maybe get an app, maybe get a meal. Bring your loved ones and friends and Joanne Rodino as well as John Monlos and Steve Johnson and Eric Tremblay?
Ryan Tremblay.
I think there's an Eric Tremblay as well. We'll be playing over there, and it's an evening of jazz, and it's a little bit of everything. And we've heard some Carlos, as well as we've heard one of your own tunes. And you had one more in mind in honor of a man that's coming to town this week.
There you go. Pat Metheny's coming on Friday, so I thought I'd play a Pat Metheny tune. This is a tune called James, and he wrote this in honor of James Taylor. Kind of like, if James Taylor played jazz, maybe he'd sound like this. I don't know. That's my theory. But
maybe we can ask him on Friday or Saturday if we run into him.
If you interview him, ask him.
All right. Sounds good. Mr. John Monlos coming up here on guitar. Thank you. John Monlos there with a Pat Metheny tune. You can go see Pat Metheny this Friday at the International Tennis Hall of Fame. Newport Jazz Festival's opening night concert. You can also see Pat Metheny on Saturday over at Newport Jazz Festival at Fort Adams. You can see Mr. John Monlos this tomorrow. Over at the Joe's American Bistro. It's an evening of jazz music, and you may hear that tune again or another one there.
You will hear that.
All right, so you'll hear that one as well as many others. It's from 7 to 10 p.m., so it'll be a great night of music. And Mr. Monlos, I want to thank you for stopping by today as well as performing for us.
I'm honored to be on and honored to be on possibly your last show in this location.
Yes, it is not my last show. You asked me earlier, is this my last show ever? And, I mean, I'm assuming that I'm going to get a key or something to the new building or a code, so I hope this isn't my last show. But if it was, it was a great way to celebrate
You think Jake will hook you up with the key to the building?
I hope so. I think we had a good show here, and I hope people go and check you out tomorrow night, as well as support all the great Newport Bridge Fest events that are happening this week. So many talented musicians, all different venues. There's something to do every day, from free to costing a few dollars, and it's all to support great local venues as well as musicians.
It's great.
It is. NewportBridgeFest.com. John, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Ryan.
Of course, and we will chat with you soon. This has been What's Up, Newport Radio Edition, signing off from 15 Dr. Marcus Wheatland tomorrow, hopefully. We'll be signing on from 23 J.T. Connell Highway. That's going to do it for us today. Clark Howard is up next here on W8K. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen online 24/7 at WADK.com. This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through